This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Yeah.
You think you can peel my crawfish? I don't like to get my fingers dirty.
Yeah.
You
mind okay, it? Manly man.
It usually works out pretty well if there's like somebody who is of the right, you know, of a culture that, you know, is big on crawfish and they're like, why are you not eating? Like, you know, I don't really like doing it. And then when they're trying to get you to that place, like, here, I'll peel it for you. And then you're in.
Can you open this pickle bottle for me?
It is weaponized incompetence,
yes,
is what you need to do. That's all. Weaponized incompetence, yeah, is what you're trying to do there. Never incompetent. On the drive, fellas. I'll see you here in a little bit. Looking forward to seeing that. And you guys talking to Roger Clemens later on the show too, huh?
Yeah, we got Rog. We got the Rocket on with us, so it should be fun. I can't wait to get his thoughts on these torpedo bets.
Man.
I know Rog. I feel like Roger would just start hitting people. Hey, man, the hell with this, dog. I'm just going to hit you. Hit these torpedo bets on me. I'm just going to hit your ass the whole way.
Might have hit Mike Piazza with a torpedo bet.
Hey, you think that's over the top, Lopez? You're the veteran.
Hell no.
You think that's over the top?
Not like only if, is I, it just, over the if top, I just, if I just, I can guarantee you that he would have.
I'm just saying, if I just say to you, if I just say, hey, Rog, man, why I got you on here, man? Come on, man. I don't know if you just been real the whole way.
You would have been more accurate.
Hey, what happened there when you just fired that broken bat at Mike Piazza?
Oh, now that was a little dicey, but I think he would tell you that he would throw at guys with the torpedo bat.
Yeah, I bet he would. Yeah. See, look, on the YouTube page, Lauren Mack, don't like to get messy yikes. Well, go help him out. Lauren, pop out the show.
She's lying. She's lying. Lauren, I don't know Lauren, but I just get to feel that Lauren Mac is messy.
She likes it messy.
All right.
Hey, John, man, you got to stop being so damn nasty at the end of the shit, man.
Everybody interprets it as nasty. I'm just commenting.
Oh, what are we interpreting it as, John?
Well, you brought it up.
Oh, she likes to get messy.
It's turned into a Freaky Friday real quick.
Yeah. I'll let y'all handle that.
I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Now y'all keeping me from my crawfish. You're listening
I'm just saying,
to KLT AM. KLTFM HD2 Houston and Odyssey Sports Station. I'm about to go get some crawfish, and now the drive is live.
It is live, and Lauren, you're welcome to say how you feel. If you like it messy, that's fine. I'm just telling you, that was John Lopez who put that out there. Shout out to everybody here. Luke Morrow's in the building. As you heard there, Clint Sterner is out. And if you are watching us on YouTube and Twitch, you can see Tyler Milner. Is that Johnny Cash on the shirt, Tyler?
Nah, man, that's a little B.B. King.
Oh, a little B.B. King. Wow, way off.
Live from the Cook County Jail.
And now when you turn to me, I see it. Good God almighty.
The sun in your eyes.
I feel like I need 5 minutes of a break right there to mix up Johnny Cash and B.B. King. I'm just saying the shirt wasn't. I just saw the guitar.
It's a black and white shirt.
And he had it turned. He had it turned. Damn. I apologize.
And now I'll show you these just to get your Friday started for you, Ron. I know you want it. I know you want it.
Show the nipples here. There we go. Clint Sterner is missing the nipples of Tyler Milner. There it is. Oh, he just gave us one nipple. No, he gave us two. Still freshly shaven. I'm telling you, Tyler, you might want to jump. This is now, if you get into the routine right now, your chest needs to be shaved. All right? If you want to keep rolling with if you want to keep rolling with it, and if you let it get away from you for another 2 weeks, that thing is going to be where you try to use that nair and you hurt yourself.
Oh, never
so
again.
I'm just saying,
never again.
Get into the every 2 week period of shaving of shaving that chest.
My nipples will never forget nair. Never.
Text line coming through, Ron. If he puts gloves on, you need to take his man card from him.
Yes.
Well, I ain't going to take his man card from him. He seems like a guy that pays his bills and takes care of his business. I mean, I will judge him if he puts those gloves on.
Some love on the text line for the gloves, too. Say that.
Where?
Probably Melissa.
I missed it.
281. Well, you know, since they've been wearing contacts, they have to use gloves. So.
And that's the love you're seeing. Yeah, it ain't Melissa. Melissa, shout out to Melissa. Our sixth female listener of the show, Melissa, who listens in. Yes, Lauren Mack has passed her up. So that is the case here. But, no, man, having a good time. Roger Clemens, he'll be with us and in the 4 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that with us. And, hey, get on out here. Crawfish Circuit, this is week 2. We're here at Spectators here in Sugar Land. Come on out here. We're here near the water. And out on the patio, and it's a good time to be had. You will be there. You go. Yeah, you don't have to do it in silence. You can make noise. There you go. We're having a good time. You
can
win.
It's Fiesta Friday.
It is Fiesta Friday. Ooh. $4 bottles of Mexican beer. They got $5 margaritas, and the bugs are here. I need to see bugs. I saw somebody order some bugs inside. But get on out here, get you some of that crawfish, and enjoy yourself here. I love this spot. My kids will be here in a little bit. I love this spot. We go to the one, and they've got 3 locations. We go to the one in Riverstone a lot, but they've got one in Richmond. They've got one here in Sugar Land and one in Riverstone. A great spot, good spot for the kids. My kids always get the pizza and the wings. It's a good the burgers are fantastic, so you'll enjoy yourself here as Spectators. So make your way on out here. Hang out. Get a chance to win. We're hooking somebody up with a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoor each and every hour. All you got to do is put your name in our little raffle. It's not a box. Like, what would you call this?
Ben?
A raffle roller? Yeah, our little raffle thingamajig. Yeah, you can put your name in there and win gift cards here. All right, Luke, the big news of the day, and those of you on the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line, you can text in 713-572-416, YouTube and Twitch. There it is. I know you got it. Your son, too. Why are they on the top of that? Anyway, let me get off. Now, let me stop.
The Texas Hammers.
When they're on the top of that damn 12-wheeler, I'm just like, what's going on with the two of them?
Living life risky.
Hey, nobody going to mistake that for Jim Adler's kid. That is
unless
Jim
they
Adler's
hear
kid.
The voice.
Yeah, unless they hear the voice. But the big news of the day, and I'd like to hear your thoughts on this, is Jalen Petrie. Jalen Petrie signs a new deal. 3-year extension to his current deal, his rookie deal, $39 million, but 29+ guaranteed. Luke, before we get into, because you know I got some questions and some thoughts to make you think and get your thoughts out, but your thoughts overall on the deal there and them going ahead and securing Jalen Petrie for the future.
Yeah, I think there's more layers to it. Questions, like you said, thoughts, but just. Baseline off the top of my head, I do like the deal. When I saw it come down, I was pleased. I don't think it's too much. I know there's a lot being made that he's the highest paid nickel. Doesn't really matter to me. The next contract's always the highest paid. Plus, there's a guy, the 49ers gave a cornerback a bigger deal this offseason who plays the majority of the snaps in nickel. So I don't know how accurate that.
But the highest paid, I mean, it's $29 million guaranteed. Like that's not. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not when you say CJ Stroud's the highest paid quarterback in the league next year, that's going to mean what 25% of your or 20% of your salary cap. This here is something very doable, especially when CJ's making $9-10 million.
It is. So I like the deal. I like that they did it now. You know, you could look down the road for a team like the Cowboys that always get in trouble for waiting too long. I'm glad that the Texans took care of this when they did now instead of waiting till he actually hit the market or his price went up. So I like the contract. I like it for both sides. He gets paid enough, but I don't think it's some sort of overpay that keeps you from doing things down the road and then really helps, I wouldn't say shore up because it's just bringing back these pieces, but it helps this secondary stay united and what could be really good. You get some of these guys locked up there. I like his versatility in that defense. I like what D'Amico Ryans and they've been able to do with him. So the quick, easy answer is that, yeah, I like the deal. It's not too much money, and you keep a guy that I think fits this defense well and can, you know, make some good plays for you next year and beyond.
Yeah, and he's the guy that they want, right? He's the guy that fits their culture and fits exactly what it is they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And makes a lot of sense. So this is where I want to take it. I see some people texting in their thoughts of it, and I think most people are ones that like the deal and like the contract. He's a Houston kid, Stafford High School, and went to Baylor. He's that dude. I want to start here with it. And the people, you can address this, 713-572-4610. Do you think Jalen Petrie's great, and when I don't think they're good, I think they're great. His great intangibles, the leadership, the fitting of the, and I can't say it, Tyler, I can't. So can you say it for me? I can't
what
say
do you need, the, what do you need help with?
The mantra that they want to use with the Texans. He's the swarm, the swarmy. I can't say it.
Yeah, I'm not saying that ish. No.
I can't say it.
I cannot bring myself to say that corny ass word.
He's got that swarm, okay, yeah. You know, the swarm.
He's
that,
so swarmy.
Thank you. You said it. He's got all of that swarmy thing down, everything that they're about. He's got all of that. He has great intangibles. I think he's a smart player. I think he's a player that finds himself around the ball a lot. He makes plays. He's got playmaker there. And all the off-the-field stuff. But do you think his intangibles are good enough to outweigh his clear flaw? And his clear flaw is when he gets stuck in coverage, and I know the popular thing is to say, all right, when he gets stuck in coverage one-on-one with Davante Adams, the one where he got smoked against the Jets, that's not it. It's not just that. Like, there are a lot of receivers around the league that we've seen potentially give him problems in coverage. That is clearly his weak point of his game. But do you get the sense that those intangibles, how great they are, outweigh that clear flaw?
It's an interesting question. I think in general, that's the stuff that's harder to teach is the intangibles.
Yep.
I think you would always sign up to take a guy who checks those boxes with the hope and maybe the arrogance as a coach that you can then coach him up and increase or build on those weaknesses. But you can't necessarily teach all the other stuff. And even with this contract, I think that leadership role can become even greater, or just that being a good guy, good locker room culture guy can even increase. So to answer your question, I think yes, because I think you can try to build up that other stuff. Try to improve on the coverage or maybe give him more help in the scheme, especially being that nickel corner. For me personally, it's a lesser of a concern than if it's, you know, the other guys, of course. So I would say yes to answer the question. I think he needs to, you know, there's a couple other things I also would like to see him improve upon on the field. But I think that other stuff is you always give a guy, a good coworker that may not be the best at their job, more opportunities because what they bring to the table just culture-wise. And I think that stuff always outweighs any sort of negative in performance that you hope you can improve upon.
I think, Luke, that means a lot more to this organization than maybe others. Like, I think D'Amico, and by way of D'Amico with Nick and how they do things, I think they take that very serious. Mm-hmm. Right, they've moved on from Laremy Tunsil. They won't say it, but I believe partly because of that fit and culture thing.
Hello.
They love Will Anderson. I think a lot because of that fit culture thing. Derek Stingley, they love because that fit. So I do think it means more to them. Like, the reason why I bring that up is because, hey, man, Tim Tebow fit all of that. Tim Tebow was, fantastic off the field. And, again, I'm not saying Jalen Petrie is Tim Tebow. But I'm saying he fit all of that. All the intangibles, the leadership stuff, all of that stuff. Tim Tebow hit it. He couldn't throw a football, mm-hmm. like, well enough in the NFL to play. So that stuff didn't outweigh it. Didn't outweigh his talent. I am inclined to agree with you. I think what we watched last year is they didn't put him in as many situations where his clear flaw was something that they paid for or something that he paid for. And I do think when you look at what this organization is about, I think this is why this makes sense and works. I do think the coverage thing is a clear flaw. And I do think we are going to see a situation where teams try to get him in those situations and in a position where they can kind of get the Texans on that flaw. But I do think it weighs out. I do think it is important, and I have no issue with the Texans making this deal.
Yeah, me either. And I think the talent is still good enough. I mean, to the Tim Tebow point, he probably got more opportunities than, say, like a Ryan Leaf, right, or somebody like that, who Akili Smith, who maybe wasn't as well-liked.
Well, I didn't know we were going to get Akili Smith on the show today. Wow, okay.
Yeah, right. I got an axe to grind with Akili Smith. I think the good is still good enough, or let me rephrase that. The floor is high enough that it's not the pendulum doesn't swing too far in one direction over the other. That it's a good combination of what he can provide on the field. I like his versatility. They did use him to try to, you know, blitz pretty frequently at times last year, and then what he brings off the field is of high value as well. So when you put it together, the combination is much higher than that great culture guy who just can't throw a football. So I like the signing. I like to keep that unity in the defensive backfield. It's almost like what we've talked about with the offensive line, where you're trying to find the best unit to all be on the same page. I like the fluidity in the defensive backfield, where you have that familiarity, and these guys, for the most part, can work on the same page and have that communication, so you don't have any sort of those defensive breakdowns. I always prefer having the continuity is the word I'm looking for that part of the field. So, no, everything about it's not – they didn't break the bank for him. So I'm happy to bring him back. I like the deal. I like what he brings to the table, and I was happy to see it get done today.
Yeah, shout out to Daylon Petrie. One, get the bag, man. Get your money. Get paid. I love that for him. What the hell's your issue with Akili Smith? Who has – I've never heard anybody – have you – Aaron has watched sports – well, Aaron has watched sports his whole life. Many people, I have never heard anyone have an axe to grind with Kabisa Akili Smith out of San Diego. What is your axe to grind with? He ruined his career. I mean, he just wasn't good enough.
I'm sure he's a great guy. He was supposed to come on my show one time. I texted him to come on the show. He stood me up.
Oh, what a jerk.
No, but hold on. Wait a minute. There's more to the story. Stood me up. Producer was calling.
He must have known it's Fiesta Friday here. That's probably what it was.
That's right. So I texted him and asked him, like, hey, you still good to go? He responded to me 2 weeks later. He responded to the text as if I had just sent it, and he said, yeah, I'm good to go. He sent me the text 2 weeks later.
You're sitting there stalling, and you got nothing from him.
Nothing. He blew me off, and then it was also the fact that I'd rather you just blow me off completely. Don't text me 2 weeks later like it just happened, right? You can't wish somebody a happy birthday 2 weeks later. Like, it's better to not wish them a happy birthday at all than it is to send them a text 2 weeks later wishing them a happy birthday.
I get that, man. Yeah. To hell with Akili Smith.
That's right.
He's not good probably enough. He's not good enough to blow anybody off.
Oh, I was doing him a favor.
It's like my issues with Ian Rappaport. Tyler knows that well.
Yeah, that was kind of a jerk move on old Ian's part, too.
Ian didn't have to yell at me like that.
Yelled at you?
Yeah, Ian Rappaport yelled at me and hung up on
me. Raised his voice to run the show.
And maybe it's just me, but he yelled at me. I tried to hit him up one time just to kind of talk to him about some potential free agent stuff with the Texans. Yeah. I said, hey, you think you can come on, man? I do afternoons here. You think you can come on? And he just said, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And then he hung up on me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
I wish George Schultz would have whooped his ass.
He was a lot bigger than he was.
Wish he would have pushed
towered over his little ass.
When I saw him at the Super Bowl, I thought to myself, hey, man, you remember that time you cussed me out and yelled at me? I had a cuss word to it. You remember that time you cussed me out and yelled at me? Hey, look here, man. Don't ever in your life do that again. Check this phone number out. Save it in your when I call you. You give me some respect, Ian.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
I was going to say, it's a working more with you. I find this growing list of these
a common denominator.
Media members that are in your crosshairs.
I mean this.
I got your back, bro, but I mean you're the common denominator here.
And I hope he hears this. I hope Jim Jim Nantz sprains his ankle somewhere at Augusta this weekend. I hope in the middle
do
of
a
his
Tony
call,
Finau.
Maybe he is walking to where his broadcast booth is, and I hope Jim Nantz sprains an ankle.
You just
I don't want
shut
to,
up and let me do my like job.
And yes, I mean a high ankle sprain. I'm talking 6 weeks. I hope it's a real injury.
A Nico Collins special.
How much did you love seeing him be the pride of Houston alumni all weekend?
Because I just don't believe him. I don't believe it's real. I don't. I don't.
The showman.
I think when they lost that game on Monday night, he went on about his life.
Hopped on his private jet.
Yeah, hopped on his private jet, hit and went and ate a pimento cheese sandwich and just rolled on with it at Augusta. He's good. He's good with it. All right, coming up, I'm gonna today is gonna be a little bit about hey, Houston fans, you have to level with yourself and answer some real questions. Meant to answer a real question about a player that is no longer here. We'll discuss that coming up next.
You're gonna get hard.
Hoogly has came in the game.
Live from Spectators in Sugarland, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hoogly.
That's white. Is that what I said? That's right.
I mean, Luke and I, guilty, bro.
With the exception of Osita, I am surrounded, but that is right. As we are live here in Sugar Land at Spectators.
That's what the whites used to do.
That's right. Get your ass out here. All right, we'll be here till 6 o'clock, but hey, that don't mean you got to stop here. They got TVs inside, outside. You can watch the Astros here. You can do whatever you want. And it is Fiesta Fridays here right now, which means they got $4 Mexican beers. They got $5 margaritas, and I just punished my second one. About to get another one. I see many people around here with them. It's a good spot, and the crawfish is here. That's why we are here, our crawfish circuit. You can get out here, eat inside, outside. They've got it all. A great spot. As I said to you earlier, I think my kids are on the way here. I bring my kids to one of their three locations. I go to the one in Riverstone a lot. You can come here to the one we're at right now in Sugar Land. They also have a location in Richmond where you can enjoy yourself. So it is a good time to be had out here, and you need to get in here. By the way, also, if you have not done so, if you are out here, you are silly to have not done so. If you're walking up like this wonderful couple, I believe, is walking up. I don't want to make sure that's not your brother and sister. If you want to, all you got to do, you can win a free $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoor. All you got to do is put your name, put it in the raffle box. We are going to hook somebody up with a gift card at the end of this hour. We're doing it four times. One in the 2, one in the 3, one in the 4, one in the 5 o'clock hour. Here we go. We got one that just threw their – nope, not that. We'll get it. He'll get it for you. But throw your name in our raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win a gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoor. So get on out here and have a good time. Luke Morrow in the building, Tyler as well. And Luke, Tyler, I want to get your thoughts on this too. It may be early for this right now. Not maybe, it is probably early for this right now. But the Houston Astros, who the last time we saw them had that gut-wrenching loss in which they lost a game they had no business losing.
Punch to the nuts, dude.
Yeah, punch to the nuts from the top and the bottom.
Oh,
those are the worst ones. We've seen over the years, guys, they have lost guys and have been able to sustain it. They've lost, and you tell me if I'm missing somebody, they've lost Charlie Morton. That's one that people don't bring up a lot in, but I think Charlie Morton, the loss of Charlie Morton, was a big, big loss as he was on the mound for important playoff games in that World Series run in 17. You lose Charlie Morton. They've lost Gerrit Cole. They've decided not to bring back George Springer. They did the same thing with Correa. Obviously, this year, they've done it with Bregman and Tucker. Verlander, but then they brought him back for more money for some reason. They have allowed guys to walk, and it hasn't affected them. And there hasn't been a deal of which, ooh, we missed this guy, right? And to be honest, they've been right. George Springer has had a lot of injuries. Correa started off this year 0-17. So there have been some things. But I'm wondering from you all, and Luke, you can start this thing off. Is Kyle Tucker going to be the one they miss? Is Kyle Tucker going to be the one that they regret? Kyle Tucker is damn near leading, if not first or second, in every single category in the National League. Maybe he's a little bit back when it comes to average, but he has stolen three bases. He has got the most hits. He's got the most runs scored. He is tied for RBIs. He is tied for second in home runs. Kyle Tucker was a guy in his prime, and now you don't really have like a Pena behind Correa. You don't have a Kyle Tucker behind Springer that kind of fills the void. Do you think that Kyle Tucker is going to be the one that the Astros regret?
I'll answer it two ways. Ooh, regret. Well, you phrased it there, so that's interesting. Maybe I'm getting bogged down in semantics. I think of the group of names you listed, 100% he'll be missed the most of that group. I don't even think it's much of a question in that regard. I think he has the most left in the tank of any of these players that have left, and I give credit to the Astros where it's almost been like the Belichick-Patriots philosophy where it's better to let them go too soon than hold on to them too long. And so I think they've taken maybe a little bit of a risk with some of those other guys. It's paid out. For Kyle Tucker, I think he has a lot left in the tank. I think he's
absolutely
still in his prime, right? So that wasn't the case with the other guys.
I don't think we've seen the best of Kyle Tucker yet.
That's fair. So in that regard, I say absolutely 100%. However, then, you know, the way you frame that question of if they'll regret it or if they'll surely miss him, I think that comes down to Cam Smith, that if he develops into this – top player, you know, the Astros' top prospect this year, and he can fill that void either right in right field, or if eventually they move him to third, and he could be someone you can shape your lineup around, and he plays that position, whichever one it is, for the next 10 to 15 years, then it's almost like to change sports, you know, like the Vikings move on from Stephon Diggs, replace him with Justin Jefferson. It's like, we let a good player go. We got a good player. It's a wash. And so I think it's dependent on Cam Smith. But that's if you want to just look at those players that left, 100%, he's the guy that is going to have the best career post-Astros than any of the other guys they let walk.
Tyler, is this one that makes you nervous? Is this one that that makes you nervous? And you can jump in on this as well, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, because they have been able to get to a place where there's no regret of Correa. You love him, but there's no regret. Garrett Cole, of course, I think most of you hate Garrett Cole.
Turd.
Because he decided to just
rep of himself, a hole.
Not be a part of the team by not wearing any of the paraphernalia as soon as the game ended. But Springer, Bregman, I don't even know if Bregman is one that you would not pay for that one. This one feels potentially
hell yeah.
It could be different. So
hell
you
yeah,
are,
bro.
You're starting to get there. You're starting. You feel like there might be.
Oh, I'm in it right now. I'm living there right now. In all seriousness, I'm not saying that's not gonna dissipate or fade over time. Hopefully, like hell, it does, and he slows down a bit for the Cubs. But right now, in this moment, dude, it sucks. It sucks. I mean, it's not quite the nut punch the Astros got up in Seattle the other day. But right now, watching Kyle Tucker literally doing things he never did as an Astro, four homers in four games.
Oh, well, okay, that.
I mean, that he's doing things he's never. It's frustrating as hell. So, yeah, I mean, it hurts. It hurts.
I would even throw in another name that wasn't mentioned on that list that I think. Because, look, Kyle
Tucker.
Yeah,
if I'm leaving something off, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I don't think. Well, it's going to be a deep cut that I don't think anybody would mention. I think Tucker wasn't coming back. They're not signing him to that contract in Houston anyways, right? So it's almost
because they choose not to. They could if they wanted to because they choose
agreed.
Not to.
Yes. But since that was the edict, you know, like Dana Brown, you had to make a move. He wasn't going to be here beyond this season, I do believe. So you might as well get something for him. For me, again, deep cut, I would say actually Willier Abreu, who they traded him and Emmanuel Valdez for to get a half a season from a washed-up catcher in Christian Vasquez a couple years ago. And Abreu as a rookie last year should have won Rookie of the Year, won the Gold Glove Award. And when everyone was tweeting out those graphics, the Player of the Week, most hits in the league entering this week was Tucker, Bregman. Third was Willier Abreu. And he's 3 years younger than Kyle Tucker. You'd have five more years of control for him. He plays the outfield, Gold Glove outfield. His OPS is just much, much smaller sample size, but just below Tucker. And he wouldn't break the bank where we know they weren't going to re-sign Tucker. But Willier Abreu could be on this team for the next 5 years on a rookie contract and filling that outfield void. And then you could have him and Cam Smith. You could have potentially the rookie of the year last year, and then a big rookie this year too.
Yeah, there's some misses there. I think they had Teoscar Hernandez too, and they lost him in a trade. But I don't trip with that. They're trying to win a championship. I get that. Just like the Dodgers could have had Yordan Alvarez, but they made that Josh Fields trade. That feels a little bit different from the text line coming through. Many different thoughts. Yes, we will miss Tucker the most, but if Cam Smith becomes a multiple time All-Star, kind of what you were saying, Luke, it will help not missing him as much. From the text line, what has Tucker done in the playoffs for us? Oh yeah, not it. That's the kind of thing you got to keep telling yourself if you're going to be on that train.
It's April.
Kyle Tucker will be severely missed at the Astros this year. Without Kyle Tucker, I hope we're not revisiting 2010 again. Listen, I think what the texter said and what Luke said as well is big. Is how confident are you that Cam Smith will get anywhere close to the range of Kyle Tucker? Right, I think that is where this comes about. How close do you think that Cam Smith can get to that range? Obviously, it's a slow start right now, which isn't shocked. We talked about it the other day, but that's it, right? If Cam Smith is anywhere in the ballpark of him and you get to keep him and get him for a lot cheaper, then that's where it comes about. But if he – like, if this nut keeps doing this, like, people like Tyler are going to lose their minds, right? Because, like, Springer didn't just exactly go off like that. But you could maybe see maybe there's some injury stuff that could hit that. Correa didn't completely go off. Now, Gerrit Cole has been pretty good, but I think the hatred of Gerrit Cole and the way he left kind of helps this. This right here, Kyle Tucker, they've decided, nah, man, we're good on Kyle Tucker because we don't want to pay money no more.
Tucker time is coming.
Which is, that should be the conversation, right? That should be the bigger pill. I know people, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but you focus on Dana Brown with this trade, and did he get enough back? It shouldn't even be about the trade for Kyle Tucker, what you got back. It should be about the idea that they had to get rid of him because they're unwilling to pay. They got rid of Ryan Presley because of salary. I know Montero doesn't deserve a spot on this team, but that was also just a salary dump as well to stay below the luxury tax, and I don't think that's a conversation the Astros should be having.
Yep. All right, coming up, we'll get a little Masters update as people are trying to make the cut today, and there's something that is happening in Houston in a conversation on one of the most talked about athletes potentially coming here that I'm quite not understanding of the side many fans are taking on this. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Live from Spectators in Chicago.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Sugarland. It's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome in. Even though the man that runs the place here is a little crazy, you should get yourself here to Spectators. And when you walk in, and many of you, you'll probably love him, some of the trash many of you talk. I walked in, Luke, and I looked in here and I saw, like, all right, they got a nice big photo of Michael Jordan. You come on down a little bit down the hall, they got a nice one of Kobe. Okay, yeah, a couple of greats. Then they got one of Tiger, Muhammad Ali. Then I look at the other wall, they got Serena. And I'm like, oh, okay. I walked up to my man. I said, hey, man, I'm a little disappointed, man. You got all these greats. You ain't got the greatest of them all. You ain't got the king over there. You ain't got LeBron. He said, there's a damn reason for it.
Hold on, Joe.
I said, hold on, man. What the hell? Almost walked out. Lucky they got that crawfish here, though.
Did he give the reason?
No, he did. He said, he said we put the real greats up there. I really, he's anti LeBron. It's clear. He said they put LeBron on top of the toilet area, the river stove location. No, you don't like it. Shut up.
I do. Right? I love it actually.
No, shut up. Before I start advocating for Johnny Manziel to be put.
Hey. He's got enough of his own problems. All right.
Don't let me cut it.
Living just fine. Relax over there about Johnny.
Hey, Luke, and he wasn't joking. He was dead serious about his feeling. He will never get included up there. That's all right, though. All right. The Masters is happening right now. And, Tyler, I saw that my man's Ricky Fowler's not even in it.
Yeah, I meant to talk to you about that.
He's not even in it.
The one headline we talked about that we'd be so excited for, it's impossible.
It's impossible. Man, what the hell? Why the hell would Ricky Fowler not even be in it? Like, I just...
Honestly, I haven't even read up on it,
He better be hurt. His ass better be hurt somewhere.
It's gotta be.
Got to be. But the leaderboard, Justin Rose still in the lead at 8-under. A guy you talked about, Tyler, that you were into, Bryson DeChambeau, is 7-under right behind him. And now, this is good for the weekend. As Rory McIlroy has gone off, did he start the second round even? And now he is...
So.
He is 6-under under par right now. Scottie Scheffler as well, 6-under. When you have Rory, Scottie Scheffler, DeChambeau in the group going to Moving Day on Saturday, that's probably maybe the best thing that the PGA could have with the Masters coming up. So that's
Rory is feeling it today.
He is feeling himself, man. He's trying to be like his daughter, who hit that putt in and didn't give a damn. Didn't give a damn. Just went on about her business. Didn't give a damn.
She's a little girl.
That's the Masters update right there, as Justin Rose continues to lead, but Rory and Scottie Scheffler 1 and 2 in the world, 2 back of the lead right now, and that bodes well.
Your boy Fowler did not qualify. He has not registered a victory and is ranked 110th.
Damn!
So didn't qualify
hell.
For the Masters this year.
Wow.
Damn. Damn, Ricky, that's where Ricky is? Wow. Ricky's in the thing where he ain't qualified for the Masters?
It might be time to grow the hair back out.
What do you, like, what where do you have to be ranked to qualify?
It's a good question. I don't know. Apparently obviously, better than 110.
Obviously not 110. And you and obviously Rick has never won a major, so he is not get that qualification. Ain't that
he needed to win the Valero Texas Open, and he finished in 30th last week.
Well, Rick, maybe we need to cut this
gotta
off.
Got to be a top 39 to automatically get a spot at damn. Augusta.
Okay. All right, Rick. Well, ooh, clearly not that.
Got some work to do there, Rick.
When did we lose Rick to 110?
I didn't realize that, man.
He's going to become like the Olympics every 4 years. We'll
he's
see
really, he's basically Anna Kournikova, right? Just
probably just go back name. To motocross.
Not real good. All right. As we're here at Spectators here in Sugarland, make your way on out here. Crawfish is rolling. Good drinks, Fiesta Friday, specials all over the place. Make your way on out here. And you can win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We're going to announce our first winner as soon as this segment's over. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this, Luke. Betting odds, and I know this is going into next year, but betting odds are saying that, one, the Suns are going to probably make some moves and break this thing up. And Kevin Durant's name has been in this a lot. The Rockets have all of their picks right now because of the trades they've made. And the betting odds say that Kevin Durant is most likely to go to the Houston Rockets in the offseason. And, look, I can understand if you're in a situation where, hey, maybe he doesn't come here and maybe you want to see what they do with the young guys a little bit. But, like, I just don't get folks that are just completely out of the idea. Just completely like, God, no, I don't want to hear it. No, completely out of the idea of not bringing in Kevin Durant. Right, like, and now I think obviously it depends on who you would have to give up in the trade and how much, picks and everything, what the trade would look like. But I'm at least seriously listening to it because I do think depending on the pieces you have here, if you have a Kevin Durant next year, and I don't think Kevin Durant is washed at 26. Plus points a game last year, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. I don't think he's washed. I think that really takes your chances up to being a serious contender. I don't understand people who are completely out on the thought of it.
I agree with that. I'm more on the fence. It is
there you go. I can get that. I can get that at least on the fence, but completely out?
No, not completely out, but I certainly have reservations. Obviously, most notably, like you said, it depends what they have to give up for him. But I think Durant would fit really well with this team and what they would have around him. My other concerns, though, is I think the Rockets need that guy. They need that number one to come in and be the one that leads them to a championship. And I love Durant. And I think he is the most talented scorer from an ability standpoint I think the league has ever seen with what he can do from anywhere on the floor. But we've never had a guy at his age lead a team, be the star of a team that won the championship. And we've also seen for Durant, he's never been the guy, even in his prime, that has led the team, put the team on his back. And I just think that's what the Rockets need.
You don't think he put the Warriors on his back in the playoff run? I mean, he was clearly the best guy.
Yeah, but that was a team that was, even before him, like, they didn't need him. Even before him, they were winning championships.
See, but that's why I think it would be I know what you said, like, we've never seen a guy that age lead a team. But I do think it allows him to come in and do what he does best, right? Hey, man, we just need you to really score and really let, like, I know you don't want to say it, but, hey, pick it up when you need to defensively. Like, I think, like, he had Draymond, he had Klay that were defensive players. Like, he'll have Amen Thompson here, like, depending on who would be here. This is a defensive-minded team that allows him to come in and just a hoop and do what you do best like he did in Golden State. That's why, to me, those that are complete, like, I'm seeing text coming in, like, Durant is too old to mix in Whitmore, Holiday, and second and third round picks. Maybe. Like, no, I don't, like Durant, his skill level is still there. If you're looking for him to be, you know, SGA, like, to be that, I don't think this team's already a two seed without him. I don't think that you're in need of him to be a great two-way player like he was in OKC and like he was even at Golden State. I think it is, hey, man, come out here. If he put up 26-6-4 with the rest of the cast, again, depending on who you would have to give up to get him, like, that to me is at least something that I think changes this team. Honest to God, I think the Rockets, if they added, I think the Rockets are right now a young team that feels good, that you think, I think they could maybe get a series. But if they added Kevin Durant with the group they have and what Udoka has built and everything that this team is, they just miss the, hey, I need a bucket guy, or mm-hmm. at the end of the game, I can get it. If they were to add that, I think they become a serious, serious contender, championship contender, if they were to add that. I can understand people saying, I want to grow with it, but at least to what you said, I thought, damn, that's a big-ass beer. But at least to what you said, you got to at least be on, like, if you're not at least on the fence, like, at least thinking about it, that, right. that part blows me. That I don't understand that part.
I agree with that. You got to at least consider it. And if you're the Rockets, especially, like, you got to pick up the phone. You got to talk it over. You have to see if you can make it work. I don't know if it would get them to where they hope or where they think it would be. I don't know if it would work out like they would expect, but it's certainly something to contemplate. And I know a couple different shows here on this station have played the audio of Brian Windhorst, where because of salary implications, I mean, the Suns, their hands are kind of forced. They have to get rid of him, which drives down that asking price. So you might not have to give up as much for Durant like many people would maybe believe. And so you can keep some more of those pieces. Because I also get that idea of what they've built with this young core, and they've done a really good job. You don't want to just blow that up for a 37-year-old that may only give you 3 years. I get that thought process, too. But if you don't have to give up as much, and you can still bring in Durant, then obviously it makes it a little more easier to digest.
This person just texted in. I know we got to get out of here, Tyler. This person just texted in. It would be the same kind of toxic that the Texans' old line room is with Tunsil. I don't view Kevin Durant as toxic.
On the outside. Like, I think NBA fans, because of the burner account, all that sort of stuff.
He's had a burner account, but I don't – like, I don't.
No, he's not like a bad teammate.
Like, I don't look at Kevin Durant and say he will be toxic the way that Laremy Tunsil was.
Right.
I don't see that at all. I'm not saying you guys are dead wrong on it. I just don't – I don't get that from him.
No, I agree. I think that's the perception from the fans, but that's not the reality in the locker room. Yeah. I don't think he's toxic.
All right, coming up as we continue, we're going to hook somebody up with a gift card. If you have not signed up and put your name in the raffle box, this is your last opportunity, because we're going to hook somebody up as soon as this segment ends. And coming up, this might be uncomfortable for some of you Texans fans, but I have been wanting to have this conversation for a little bit. We'll do that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Now, Kathy Bates, that's a bad bitch right there.
I don't know how long.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.